The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, أو you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum. Now let's listen to the speech of Sheikh Jafar Jafar.
I begin in the name of Allah, the most kind, the most merciful. It's due to that kindness and mercy that we have these opportunities where we gather in remembrance and glorification of Him, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, to gain satisfaction. Our hearts need to turn only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yeah? Our hearts need to be connected strictly to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is this really lovely tradition that's reported from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala wa ali Muhammad. He says, Al-qalbu thalathatu anwa', that there are three types of hearts. Yeah? This is really interesting that this tradition comes, because I think in Rajab, the idea is to talk about the heart and how to cultivate and nurture the hearts. But this hadith kind of gives us a little bit of insight into that. The Prophet says that there are three types of hearts. I want you to listen to this. He says, قَلْبٌ مَشْغُولٌ بِالدُّنْيَا, a heart that is occupied with this world. وَقَلْبٌ مَشْغُولٌ بِالْعُقْبَى, and a heart that is occupied with the hereafter. وَالْقَلْبُ مَشْغُولٌ بِالْمَوْلَى, yeah? And a heart that is occupied with Mawla, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yeah? Beautiful distinction here, yeah? Because you would think akhirah is alhamdulillah, but there's a higher level than that. A higher level is when a heart is occupied with Mawla. And then he continues, he does a tafsir of this, right? He says, وَأَمَّا الْقَلْبُ مَشْغُولٌ بِالدُّنْيَا لَهُ الشِّدَّةُ وَالْبَلَىٰ. He says, as far as the heart that is occupied with the world, it will have difficulty and tribulations. Why? Right? It's very simple. This world is full of difficulty and tribulations. If your heart is in this world, you will feel the shock of every tribulation and hardship. Right? Every pebble will be felt because your heart is attached to this dunya. This dunya is known as dunya because it is dani, it is low, filled with hardships, right? And so if my heart is with dunya, I will feel the pain of every single thing that dunya brings my way. But then he says, وَأَمَّا الْقَلْبُ مَشْغُولٌ بِالْعُقْبَى, but as for the heart that is occupied with the higher, with the hereafter, فَلَهُ الدَّرَجَاتِ الْعُلْيَا, yeah? That heart will have lofty stations, right? Amazing, right? But then he says, وَأَمَّا الْقَلْبُ مَشْغُولٌ بِالْمَوْلَى, but he says, as far as the heart that is occupied with Allah, that is occupied with Mawla, فَلَهُ الدُّنْيَا وَالْعُقْبَى وَالْمَوْلَى. SubhanAllah, yeah? That the heart that is occupied with Allah, they will have dunya, they will have akhirah, and they will have mawlas. When you look at the satisfaction that Zahra alayhi salam had, yeah, it was a satisfaction of her heart being connected to Mawla, yeah, where she had Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as her primary ambition, as her primary goal, as her primary target. And no matter what discomfort came her way, it never pained her. Because she knew that Mawla was in charge, that she knew Mawla was looking after it, that she knew Mawla was aware. You know how important it is, yeah, so important, to never for one moment forget that God knows. God knows, yeah. Listen, man, God knows. Okay, forget about just the sins, yeah. God knows. We should know that by now. But when we go through hardship, do you really think we're alone? We're not alone. God knows. Yeah? God knows, my brothers and sisters. And that is There is a beauty in there that if we have that level of connection to God, God knows, right? And when God knows, it brings satisfaction. And so when you look at her life, her goal and connection was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I want you to keep this point in mind, that the heart that is connected to Mawla is given dunya, akhirah, and Mawla. And we have this hadith al-Qudsi. It's a really brilliant hadith al-Qudsi, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, listen to this, okay? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, hadith al-Qudsi is His words, isn't it? أَنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى خَاتَبَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ. And He says to the Prophet, Allah says to the Prophet, أَقْرِئُ فَاطِمَةَ السَّلَامِ. Give my salam to Fatima. Yeah? Subhanallah. Allah says, give my salam to Fatima. وَقُلْ لَهَا فَتَطْلُبْ مَا فِي الْغَبْرَى وَالْخَضْرَى. And He says, and tell her to ask from me anything her heart desires, from dunya and akhirah. Yeah? Allah says, if the Prophet said, al-qalb that is connected to Mawla, they get dunya and akhirah. Allah here says, give my salam to Fatima and tell her. That means why? If Allah is sending salam, He knows that the heart is connected to Allah. Allah is, when heart is connected to Allah, you get dunya and akhirah. Allah says to the Prophet, tell her to ask me from dunya and akhirah. وَبَشِّرْهَا أَنِّي أُحِبُّهَا. And give her the good news that I love her. Yeah? That I love her. Yeah? Allahu Akbar. I wish we knew God loved us. Yeah? Or felt that God loved us. We know He loves us. We should feel that God loves us. But it's something else for God to say something like that. The Prophet tells this to Fatima. He says, Allah sends His salams. He says, Fatima, ask. Your heart is at that position where you are deserving of dunya and akhirah. Ask for whatever it is that you want. It says, فَلَمَّا بَلَّغَهَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ ذَلِكَ. That when the Prophet gave her this news, what does she say back? قَالَتْ عَلَيْهَا السَّلَامُ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ شَغَلَتْنِي عَنْ مَسْأَلَتِهِ لَذَّةَ خِدْمَتِهِ. Subhanallah. He says, O Rasulullah, the pleasure of being at His service has occupied me from asking Him for anything else besides that. Yeah? She could have had dunya. She could have had akhirah. She could have had anything that she desired. But her heart was in the service of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Her heart was in the connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And she says, now that I am in service to Allah, la hajata li ghayrin nadhar ila wajhihi al-kareem. She says, now that I am connected to God and that I find pleasure being in service to God, I do not desire anything else except for gazing at His glory. I don't need the pleasures of dunya. I don't need these things. I have found Mawla. Yeah? And this is where her satisfaction comes from. Yeah? She was of that household that if she said anything, it would have been coming down to her. We believe that. Yeah? But yet, the difficulties did not spoil her life, did not make her life seem hard, did not make her life seem unfair, did not make her life seem incomplete. All of these things that sometimes we would look at our life and whine about, complain about, want something else. Man, have Mawla in your heart. Have Allah in your heart. You have Allah in your heart. His service is more than enough. And that whatever else life throws our way, it doesn't matter. I am satisfied because I have the biggest prize, and that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is how we learn from her life. Yeah? If we can gain this level of satisfaction by being pleased with having God, man, my brothers and sisters, we have God in our hearts. We have God. Yeah? We have Allah. You know how fortunate we are to be amongst those who have Allah? Yeah? And to listen to what God wants and to follow the commands of God, that should be enough for us. Yeah? And that whatever else comes after us, we should be satisfied. And if we can learn to be satisfied, then we will provide peace and tranquility to everyone we encounter, because I don't find any difficulty in my life. And this is where we can connect back to the way that she lived her life. Wa akhiru da'wan anilhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He hasten the return of our Imam, that He forgive the sins of our parents and loved ones, that for those who are going through difficulty, that He end their difficulty. For those that have asked us to pray for them, Ya Allah, accept their hajat. For those who are ill and going through hardships, we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He give them a way out of their hardships, inshaAllah, and that we can live this Fatimi life and be satisfied with whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decrees, and find the joy of being in service to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karim Adi Ali حالي حكيم متين غفور شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور صلي على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.